From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Leaders of Nicolas Maduro's opposition taken in the middle of the night in Venezuela. Some strange happenings in politically volatile Venezuela. Allies of the Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma have said that he has been taken from his home by authorities while under house arrest. Ledezma, a former Caracas mayor, was detained in 2015. And also the wife of fellow opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez said that he was taken into custody by authorities as well overnight. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, claiming victory in Sunday's election of a new constituent assembly on Monday, mocked targeted U.S. financial sanctions directed at him.
No me intimidan.
Mr. Maduro told supporters he won't be intimidated by threats and sanctions from the imperialists. He also called the election a mandate to radically alter Venezuela's political system. The government said more than 8 million people turned out for Sunday's election, while the opposition said less than 3 million cast ballots aimed at rewriting the Constitution to give Mr. Maduro sweeping powers. Mr. Maduro's defiant Attorney General Luisa Ortega Diaz proclaimed the new assembly not legitimate. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster agreed.
You see the end of the Constitution in Venezuela. And this is happening, obviously, at an accelerated pace in recent months in the Maduro regime. But this is a process that has taken really two regimes to really restrict Venezuelan democracy. By designating Maduro himself, he joins a very exclusive club, including Mr. Mugabe, Bashar al-Assad, and Kim Jong-un, in terms of the brutal repression of his people. And in this case, the abrogation of the Constitution with the Constituent Assembly.
This is VOA News. A senior Kenyan official was found dead on Monday, 3 days after he disappeared and just a week before national elections. Kenyan officials said Chris Masondo had been tortured before he died. The Electoral Commission chairman is Wafulu Chebukati.
In our mind as a commission, the only issue is who killed him and why. And that's a question that must be answered.
He called for beefed up security for election commission members to ensure a free and fair election. An opposition spokesman said Masondo's death is an attempt to drive a dagger into the heart of the August 8th election. Washington said it is reviewing its options after Russia ordered hundreds of U.S. diplomatic staff out of the country in retaliation for new U.S. sanctions over Moscow's Ukraine policy and alleged involvement in last year's U.S. election. Many of an estimated 60% of staff are actually locally hired Russians. Brookings Institution senior fellow Steve Pfeiffer in Washington said Russia had few options with which to strike back.
Bear in mind what Congress did was action with regards to economic sanctions on Russia that most economists are saying are having an impact that's probably costing the Russian economy about 1% of gross domestic product when you look at American and European sanctions combined.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday there is no sign bilateral relations are improving.
Today, Russia continues to occupy one-fifth of Georgian territory. So to be clear, the United States of America strongly condemns Russia's occupation on Georgia soil.
That's U.S. Vice President Mike Pence saying that diplomatic actions taken by Russia in response to fresh sanctions will not deter U.S. commitment to its security and that of its allies. Speaking Tuesday during a visit to Georgia, Pence said the sanctions bill that President Trump will soon sign sends a very clear message to Russia.
The United States supports Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. And under President Donald Trump, the United States of America will reject any claim at any time by any nation that undermines this enduring principle.
Congress overwhelmingly passed the sanctions bill punishing Russia for interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Qatar has filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization against three of the four countries that cut ties with the Gulf nation in June while accusing it of supporting terrorists. The complaint calls for consultations with Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, a formal process that triggers a 60-day window in order for the sides to resolve their differences through negotiations or face potential penalties. A U.S. defense official confirmed to VOA that al-Shabaab's shadow governor for the Somali capital of Mogadishu was killed in a U.S. airstrike. Ali Mohammed Hussein, also known as Ali Jabal, was known for forcing Mogadishu businesses to donate money to the Islamist militants. Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.